Good morning, Outliers. Welcome to today's Outlier Live, where we cover the biggest headlines of the day and what the AI trading data has to say about it. Our top story of the day, one of my favorite companies, one of the fan things that I'm such a fanboy for. Oh man, Tesla is having a bad day. And the people who work at Tesla, they're having it even worse. And experts are warning over wobbly U.S. economy data. What is so wobbly? Let's tune into that and more on today's Outlier Live. All right, so I'm going to get this out of the way right off the top. I am a Tesla fanboy. I'm a Tesla owner. And I think Elon Musk is changing the world. Now, with that out of the way, you can go ahead and leave the comments down below. Chris, you're such a Tesla fanboy. Yes, I am. Okay, we've established that. But Tesla is laying off 10% of its workforce. Oh, yikes. That's not a good look. Tesla's laying off about 15,000 people worldwide. So I am curious about where these people are and in what sectors and everything, because Tesla is a company is doing lots of cool things, right? They've got the charging infrastructure. They've got the automotive manufacturing. They've got all the software that's going into it. It's a broad company. There's a lot going on with this. So let's dive in and see what's going on. Tesla confirmed it's laying off more than 10% of its global workforce following weak first quarter deliveries and increasing competition in the EV market. Over the years, we've grown rapidly with multiple factories scaling around the globe. And with this rapid growth, there's been a duplication of roles and job functions in certain areas. We believe it's extremely important to look at every aspect of the company for cost reductions and increasing productivity. This action will prepare Tesla for our next phase of growth as we're developing some of the most revolutionary technologies in auto, energy, and artificial intelligence. So this followed a leaked internal memo from Elon saying that the automaker is looking to cut costs and increase productivity after years of rapid growth that have led to duplication of some roles in certain areas of the company. The world's most valuable automaker employs about 140,000 people worldwide, and that it'll affect about 15,000 employees. Dagum, 140,000 people worldwide. That is pretty crazy. I didn't realize they were that big. The layoffs come after Electrek reported Tesla had told managers to identify critical team members, paused some stock rewards, and canceled some workers' annual reviews. I'll tell you what, if my annual review had gotten canceled and my stock rewards had been paused, I'd be like, ooh, what's going on over here, Elon? But it says that was at Gigafactory Shanghai. Now, that's interesting, too, because the Chinese automaker BYD, we don't have those in America, not yet, at least, that I'm aware of. But BYD is basically saying, we are going to take over the EV market in China. And they're selling cars for like $10,000. They're selling them dirt cheap because they are being as strong as they possibly can, thinking we're going to capture as much market share as we can, take it all over, and we're going to boot any other company basically right out of the country. So I think a lot of what we're talking about here may be going on at Gigafactory Shanghai, because Tesla's looking at BYD as a competitor thinking, whew, there's no way we're going to sell cars that cheap. I don't know how they're doing it, but one way they can definitely come back, claw that back a little bit, is by laying off some people. Labor is one of the most expensive items, if not the most expensive item, for basically every company out there. So it makes sense that if Tesla's going to be cutting back, they're going to be cutting back at labor. Reuters also reported earlier this month, Tesla was abandoning its plans to produce a budget-friendly car called the Model 2. Now, we have actually covered that, because Elon Musk is saying that is an outright lie. We have not canceled that plans for that, no matter what. And he accused Reuters of lying, though the outlet has not responded. So yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with the Model 2, but I'm going to take Elon's word for it and say that's probably coming out soon. Oh, here it is, the BYD. Automaker has been faced with escalating price war in China, a key market for the EV maker, as low-cost competitors like BYD have forced it to reduce prices and cut into its margins. Yeah, BYD is really trying to take out Tesla. So let's go take a look at the AI trading data for Tesla. We actually just got a sell signal in Outlier on Tesla yesterday, April 16th. So if you're a Tesla shareholder, now may be the time to be taking your profits off the table, right? And you probably do have some profits, because if you had been following these signals from Outlier, you would have seen a 1,032% gain versus buy and hold at 206. That's an incredible, incredible amount of alpha right there. Incredible amount of gain over the market. And like I say, we have a sell signal just yesterday in Tesla. So if you want to get your hands on these signals just like this every single day, be sure to head over to OVTLYR.com to see why outliers win. Let's go see what the internet says about this, right? Tesla's planning to lay off 10% of its workforce. I bet the Tesla haters are going to come on strong on this. Let's see. This person says it's bullish. This person says it's Biden's America. They will applaud his fall 10%. Forgetting that these are real people that are losing their jobs. When this is the day we'll come back together, now it's just far, far left and far right. Okay, so he's talking politics here. Dismal, LOL. Media dragging Elon, so transparent. The media hates X. If you support the side that censors free speech and facts, you're not woke or progressive, you're a tyrant. Okay. The hate for the only billionaire, Elon Musk, that cares about the future of your existence is insane. You can dislike what he says, but sure, no one else is even close to contributing his progress to humanity. That's kind of how I've always felt. I appreciate that. I'm going to throw a like on that person's post right there. So, yeah.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
I'm not sure where this is going to lead, but Tesla, in my opinion, is by far the greatest auto manufacturer in the world, and it's not even close. And yeah, I definitely am a Tesla fanboy. There we go. That was weird. Experts are warning over a wobbly U.S. economy and about Biden's economic lie. Ooh, that sounds juicy. Let's get into it. America's economy has shown some signs of health and growth. Two experts warn it's not wobbly. Ad down there that's playing. The economy is growing. However, the gold price commodity prices, that's not very well written, are telling us that the dollar is wobbly. And that's what CEO Steve Forbes of Forbes Media has said. The Fed has got problems ahead, and you don't cure it by raising interest rates and depressing the economy. Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while, right? We have some huge, huge problems still ahead of us. And raising interest rates is just going to make things worse. One of the reasons why retail sales are so strong is that they were really blockbuster sales at gas stations. The AAA average price in the USA went from $3.30 to $3.60 just this month. And we talked about this a couple of days ago, that gas prices are actually up 50% since Biden took office. And I didn't even know this. One of the reasons retail sales were so strong is that they were really sales at gas stations. Monthly retail sales numbers showed Americans picked up the pace of spending in March, even as they continue to fight high interest rates and steeper prices for everyday goods. Oh, that's concerning, right? Picked up the pace of spending. Of course, everyone's paying more for everything. Picking up the pace of spending means that they're spending more despite the fact that everything costs more. Spending on everyday goods, including cars, food, and gasoline, jumped by 0.7% last month, much higher than the 0.3% increase by the economists' forecast for the economists. The March advance is not adjusted for inflation, meaning that consumers may be spending the same but getting less bang for their buck. And there's definitely an inflation tax on Americans' wallets right now. We're all feeling that. Inflation is a tax. And who gets hurt the most? We know who they are. Tens of millions of people living paycheck to paycheck and up to their eyeballs in credit card debt. Interest rates are going up. We've discussed this before, but what's the real rate of inflation? It's not 3%. It's 7%. When you cut interest payments, you have to pay interest every single month. Joe Biden's taxing the people who have the least. Yet he's babbling on about getting to the rich. All this is all, it's not about revenue. It's about control. This is not about growth. This is about controlling people's lives. Tell you what, there's a lot going on wrong in the economy right now. I'm hoping that in the very near future, we can see some light at the end of the tunnel, but I don't know how, and I don't know if this person is going to be able to fix that. I really don't. But since we're talking about blockbuster sales at gas stations, let's take a look at ExxonMobil, right? You might have an ExxonMobil right around the corner from you. I know I do. And in fact, we just got a sell signal today, April 17th. We got a sell signal on ExxonMobil. And you can see this buy signal down here came at $101, and the sell signal came at $118. So we're talking a good 15, 18% increase just on that one buy and sell signal. And over taking a look at the performance summary here, we can see outliers showing 127% returns versus buy and hold at 83% returns. So these are massive, massive signals right here. And I want you to get your hands on these. So head on over to outlier.com. That's OVTLYR.com to see why outliers win. Now let's take a look at what the internet's saying here, right? Now this is coming from the Republican National Committee. So it's going to be very skewed. Biden campaign co-chair Tammy Duckworth says President Trump was terrible for the economy. Thank goodness Joe Biden got into office. She's delusional. Inflation has averaged 5.6% under Biden and it averaged 1.9% under Trump. That's quite a difference. Real average weekly earnings are down 4% under Biden and up 8% under Trump. Average gas prices have been above $3 for 1,064 days under Biden, and they never once hit $3 under Trump. The average fixed rate mortgage were 2.7 when Biden took office, and they're about 7% today. So yeah, over and over and over again, the economy was so much better 5 years ago. We all remember that. We all remember that. This person says, who put Tammy Duckworth in charge of anything? So Democrats lie about everything. Biden inflation. So the real state of the union is overall 13%. I've heard that number is as high as 20%. Rents up 12, foods up 19, cars up 19, gas up 39%. It's up 50% now. That's a bit old, a bit dated at this point. That's an ad. This person says all they do is lie and gaslight. I just filled up my gas tank and it was $5.83 a gallon. Oh, geez, Louise, it was under half that under Trump. This administration is lying about jobs. Many corporations are helping them lie about advertising for jobs, but not filling them. Lies, 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 and garbage. So I don't know. You tell me in the comments down below, are you actually seeing the economy get better? I'm very curious. Personally, I'm not seeing it yet. I still see a lot of red flags out there. So I got to know in the comments down below, what are you seeing? And I got to know, what's YouTube showing you? Right now, they're showing you two videos, and you should click on one of those to watch more. And thank you so much for tuning into today's Outlier Live. I'll see you on the next episode.